Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva. What's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
No!
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
What's going on? Welcome to another episode of the Spiritual Shenanigans. What's going on? Welcome to take two, to Spiritual Shenanigans radio show. My name is Joe, and I go by the name Amillennial Sir Die, and you are here with my co-hosts, Candace and Tony. We're here to provide entertainment, news, horoscopes, conversation, fun, and all the good things. But before I begin, we got to start it off right. We got to blow some stuff up, starting with Twin Flames. Ego Death. Your ex-boyfriend or girlfriend. The old you. Candace, what else are we going to throw in this moon ritual?
In this moon? Ooh. Well, I think you almost covered it, really. Those are the basics.
No, I want to throw more in here. Tony, what else
can you throw into the fire?
What else do you want to blow up, Tony?
The 3D.
3D, yes. This is so much fun. What else are we blowing up?
This is a man thing.
It's a man. Men things.
There we go. Right. That was the right move. Blow it up.
I had this planned in my mind, and I didn't know how it was going to go down, but I love this. I think it's a new segment. So what's going on, everyone? How you guys doing?
Doing all right. It's been a good week. For the most part, it's been a good week.
It's been a
here,
good week.
Here, healthy, happy, ready to do the show.
Yeah, it did. It's been pretty solid. Super solid most the whole week, actually. I'm just riding the waves, vibing. And yeah.
And it has been a good week. I too have had a good week. I mean, Monday morning, I had a brief moment waking up to like, oh, it's Monday, but I really didn't let that settle. Like, I was like, we're going to do this. And we did it. And it's already Thursday. We've done a lot together. We got together on our Tuesday meeting about the show. Then we did a live stream on Facebook, which I think was great. Now we're here and we're doing the second show. Tony had mentioned that the theme of the show is, well, I guess, you know, I don't know if it's a theme, but the theme somewhat is of the pink. Think pink. So we got some stuff with that. You want to tell everyone more about that as well, where that came from in the air, what your feels?
Yeah, absolutely. I just got this feeling based on like a couple of my meditations, I just kept seeing pink. I was just a small part of me was trying to like shake it off. I was like, okay, yeah. I've probably been watching like the Barbie movie is probably playing in my head. I was like, okay, yeah, I get it. But I just kept repeating it, kept going. So I looked up what it was and I looked up something about pink auras popped up. And I just saw things like, what was it? Like beauty, calmness, femininity, more or less being chill and just like, embracing the beauty without having to put on, for lack of a better term, the makeup. Not literally, just like the performance of it all. But like you as you are, as you exist, is beauty. Just gotta embrace it.
Yeah. You know, I still haven't seen the Barbie movie, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I do wanna see it. I saw the trailer. And the trailer when they were like, did you ever think about dying or death? And I was like, oh shit.
Like, yeah.
I want to remind everyone listening, you are welcome to call in to participate in the show. We are doing some contests tonight. The number to call in is 563-999-3725. We're doing two contests tonight, if people call in or not. I'm expecting people to call in. Otherwise, we'll do the contest another time. It's not a big deal. But, I can't forget. We have a sponsor.
Who's that
sponsor today is brought to you by Page of Pentacles. Are you starting to think about something new? Maybe it will bring you to your mindset of opening a new pathway. You might see only a brief horizon of this pathway and the curiosity and wonders of this, but with the Page of Pentacles, you might be on to something new and really good for you. Don't put that Page of Pentacles down. Nurture it and give it more thought. Being with the Page of Pentacles, you might be walking into a whole new timeline that you always wanted to be in. So embrace the Page of Pentacles today. And that's the sponsor today.
Nice. Well, thank you, Page of Pentacles.
All right, let's start. You're very well. Page of Pentacles says you're welcome. spiritual news. Oh, wait, did you? Okay. Oh, no, I don't hear that. We're good, though. So good. Everyone's good.
We're good now?
Candace
Messing. Are we good now? Are you good?
Everyone's good. So I had come across for spiritual news. I didn't get anything like new up to date. I was actually surprised. Like the first time I did it, I was like, oh, this is interesting, up to date. But I did come across 10 shifts you can expect in the year 2023. And if you did not know this, the first one is commitment to spiritual growth. I would like to turn it more into commitment to loving yourself and being a better person, but commitment to spiritual growth. Number second place is end to understand suffering. End to understanding suffering. The third one is golden age. The fourth is collaboration. Number five is turning inward. It's kind of interesting. Maybe this sounds really nice. But
yeah.
Number six is new earth energies. Number seven is living by our own principles. Number eight is oneness and abundance. Number nine is to stay in balance. And number 10 is looking forward. It does mention here, which I agree with, and I'm sure you guys will too, commitment to your spiritual growth will come across these topics that you will have to face, embrace, and learn from. Number one is manipulation. Number two being super goal-driven. Number three, competitiveness. Number four, anger. Five being force. Six being hostility. Greed is number seven. Eight is materialism. Nine is ego. 10 is overproductivity. 11, worry and anxiety. 12 being quick fixes. And 13 being shame, drama, and guilt, and 13 fear. I think this is all encompassed here, but I agree heavily on it. I think each top 10 will have like all these involved in it. But reading this, I really felt an understanding of my own journey, and as it comes on and moves forward, it just made sense. I want to share that. Anything else of spiritual news? I mean, do you guys have anything in your life of spiritual news you want to share?
Well, so those are like all the shifts that we're going to experience for the rest of the year, like throughout the year.
This is, it says top 10 things you'll experience throughout 2023, but if you want to ask my opinion, I've gone through some of this already. So I feel like maybe some people might be in 2023. Some people have gone through this in a transition period. But that's what I got.
Like people that are just now waking up and, oh, my God, what's going on? I'm being lied to and this, that, and the other. Yeah, they're waking up and a whole slew of emotions and things that just come along with that spiritual awakening. It's really crazy. Once that DNA is like activated and you're just, you see your perception of life and situations, it just switches. Something just, it's like a switch. It just switches. Yep.
It really does. You know, I wasn't sure how much I wanted to share or what I wanted to share. I was talking to you guys about it briefly before, and I'm the type of person to, like, overthink sometimes but then just do it. But also in spiritual news, I don't want to take too much time. I wanted to share a little bit about how I've been feeling tonight. Like, I had a great week. Things have been going good. And despite everything, I just had a moment where I felt just emotionally happy and just grateful. And this journey for me has been a lot of ups and downs, a lot of heartbreak, a lot of, you know, my own actions or words. I think we hurt and go through these waves of looking for love, loving yourself, working hard at being the best version of yourself. And I just sat there briefly to think, like, how much time has gone by, how much I've learned, how grateful I am for you both also as well, like being on the show. It's meaningful for me because I started, my journey literally started on this website besides like how it began. And the goal for me has been, you know, this really started because my coworker, his anniversary for his brother's death was today. It was, I think 7 years or so. And I don't want to go into too much detail, but it kind of, I didn't plan it. This was this morning. And I didn't feel this way till this tonight, but it made me realize something. He said something that really struck me. And he said, you know, even his enemies or the people that he didn't like showed up to his brother's funeral years ago. And he said, look, he looked at them and said, look, make amends with your brother. There's nothing worth, like, it's not even worth it. And I understood that because we get to these points sometimes, and hopefully, I say this hoping other people don't have to wait till like something happens, but love is all there is. And when it comes to this life and we cross people's paths and we get mad at each other, it's all it is love. And people are lacking love, or we're just protecting ourselves from vulnerability and holding on to our past. And so I thought about this today earlier. It's like, even my enemies, I have no enemies. All I have is love for people now. I'm not mad. I've been through so many different things that participated in molding me, and it's going to continue. It's just, I don't know, this feeling. And it's funny, Tony picked pink. And the theme for me tonight, I guess divine timing of the night, the show, is I just feel so full of in my heart. And when I had started my journey, it was based because my friend overdosed on heroin. I deemed it suicide because he had, it doesn't matter. And then my ex committed suicide. So passion is to help people find the light in themselves and their purpose and their excitement and to feel what I feel now, you know? So that's what I got for spiritual news today. All right, let's roll into... Let's roll into horoscopes. And what do we got for horoscopes?
Before we do the horoscope, right? We got a riddle that maybe we can, like, the listeners at home can kind of ponder while I go over the horoscopes, and then we can take some callers for that.
Oh, yeah. So if we get callers tonight or not, either way, I'll do the riddle now. So this riddle I'm about to read is for a contest. The contest is if you can figure out what tarot card this riddle is, you get to win a 30-minute reading with me, 101, Joe, me. And here is the riddle. In gardens lush and grand, I hold a regal stand, a symbol of fertility, growth at my command. Crowned with stars, I rule with grace, abundance in my art. Nurturing life's journey, I'm the queen of every heart. What card am I in the tarot hands? Tarot deck, whatever. And that is the riddle. If you can figure out what this riddle is, you get to win a 30-minute reading with me. If you can also tell me who wrote this, you will get an hour reading instead of the 30-minute reading. But we'll go with that. Let's see. If you would like to enter into this contest, all you got to do is call us at 563-999-3725. That is 563-999-3725. And we will take your calls in a little bit. So, Candace, I do have a question before you start.
Yeah.
This is your second time doing it. Did you notice a collective energy while doing the horoscopes?
Not really, because I was more just focused on, like, individual, like, the signs, not as, like, a whole, not as a, like, a collective.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah. I do it that way. I'm open to doing many other types of readings, and so, like, that could be a thing, too, so.
Mm.
But, so, next week, for August 20th to the 26th. Mark your calendars, y'all. Whew. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Aries. Okay, so this week, Aries, is all about passion. So for you fire signs, if there is a spark of any sort, ignite it. And light the fire and get out there and do whatever or whoever that you want, whatever that makes you happy and makes you feel alive. Taurus, harmony is in your agenda this week. So whether it's restoring it or creating it, it's as within, so without. So with that being said, work on yourself, on your personal harmony first, and then everything else external will just fall into place. Gemini, lots of romantic vibes coming up this week, possible new love interest. It's a feel good, comfortable sort of situation to let the walls down, so you're able to fully enjoy this experience. Cancer, this week for you is all about karma. Very strong emphasis on karmic relationships and how you can balance your karma, restore your karma. Just with your karmic balance, good karma, bad karma. How about restoring your karma this week? Leo, expand. Expand your knowledge, expand your experiences, expand your soul tribe, you name it, everything, expand it. You've kind of come to like a plateau with everything, with your knowledge, with the people you hang around with, and it's time to step outside of that to create more growth. Virgo, there's a nurturing that's coming from within that you need to happen from within. You have a wounded soul, and you have to nourish it. You have to nourish yourself. So don't be too harsh on yourself as you're going through transitions. So self-love and daily affirmations are what's best this week. Libra, busy. You guys are busy. So you've been on the go, nonstop. Just stop for a minute. Take a break. Relax. Your mind, your soul, and your body will thank you for it later. Scorpio. How are you guys doing, Scorpio? Really? How are you guys doing? Because it is time for you guys to dig deep. Put on your big boy pants. Put on your big girl panties. And acknowledge those wounds. And take that energy and transform it, because you are stuck. your energy is stagnant, and it feels heavy. Mm. So get to the bottom of it, heal up some of the wounds, and let it go. Let it go. Sagittarius, someone has a sharp tongue this week. So be on the lookout for some explosive behaviors, whether it's you or someone close to you. And just remember to think before you speak to avoid conflict in the future. My dear Capricorns, someone is dealing with a cold shoulder situation. So either you're giving the cold shoulder or someone is giving you the cold shoulder. It is time that you take some time for reflection in regards to that relationship and make positive changes or get the fuck out. I mean, so it's time for some change, Capricorns. Aquarius. My favorite Aquarius is. So you have been trying to find your niche on this crazy, crazy planet. And the time has come, and you are ready to step up and into that alignment and that energy.
Pisces.
So Pisces, you have like a special kind of sacred connection to spirit and Mother Earth. And so if you're feeling disconnected at all this week, sit down like in nature, backyard can work, anything. But do an open eye meditation, and so you can see and connect to the earth and the living organisms and help connect to that sacred energy that grounds you. And that is your tarot scopes for the week.
I like how you said, I like tarot scopes.
Well, you like tarot scopes?
Tarot
scopes. Yeah.
I like that.
I'm going to give you, you can't see it right now, but I'm giving you a standing ovation for that one. I'm going to go ahead and vote and say that you should definitely always do the tarot scopes from now on. Those are all exceptional.
Taking a bow.
Yeah, take your bow. Throw some flowers up there, too.
Stop. Keep going. I have to say something about yesterday's Facebook Live, guys. I love you guys. So yesterday we were on Facebook Live where we had a meet and greet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember? Were you there? Okay. So I was in a mood. I was in a very playful mood, right? And so we were talking about our signs and stuff like that. And I was actually acting like my sign. My mom had listened in, and my mom was like, are you fucking crazy? And I was shocked. I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, what do you mean you have no flaws? And I was like, oh, mom. And I had explained to her that I was being the Leo, because Leos we tend to be vain, and amongst other things. So I was kind of like just playing along with it last night.
You don't have to explain.
My mom called me out on it.
I mean,
I just said it was funny. My mom called me out on it.
Yeah, but of course. My mom probably called me out on stuff too. She's done that on live streams, and people love it too. I'm like, Mom, not right now. Come on.
But yes, so that is the. Those are our. Lovely. Next week's going to be, it'll be a good week next week. Good week.
Life's good. I want to remind everyone, if you want to call in for this riddle, I see we got some people calling in. Make sure if you want us to take your call, do you press the number one? Like, you could still call in right now and press one and just, like, let me know on my end that you want to be picked up on the call. But we do have a riddle here, and I'm going to read the riddle one more time real quick, and we're going to move to Tony's segment. What tarot card is this? flashing grand. I hold a regal stand, a symbol of fertility, growth at my command. Crowned with stars, I rule with grace. Abundance is my art. Nurturing life's journey, I'm the queen of every heart. What tarot card is this? We'll take a couple callers right after Tony's segment. Tony, what are we learning about today?
I think we're going to stay in the same vein of, like, active listening. But instead of, like, being the person that, I should probably go back to what this segment is about. It's basically about just reading, learning to tap into your own intuition and, like, active listen and basically read the people and environment around you. Long story short, this is more so about active listening. Instead of, like, being the one to ask the questions, you're just listening to what people are actually saying around you. I think last week or so, I just noticed a lot of people who were saying they're reacting to the temperature in the room. You know, the temperature in the room, the actual, the air in the room wasn't really, you know, yeah. And I was like, oh, you're not talking about the temperature as in, like, the heat index. You're not saying it's hot or uncomfortable here. You're talking about, like, the energy in here. I was like, oh, okay, because the temperature in the room was actually tolerable and pleasant. But they were talking about the energy in the room. So either they themselves were uncomfortable, or they were uncomfortable with the energy in the room, or somebody specifically. So that doesn't necessarily mean somebody's doing something wrong. That could possibly mean that just, like, you may evoke, or the environment may evoke some feelings within them that cause them to, you know, say that and speak up. That's kind of like, that's the person in their own way listening to their body. But the only way they can say it, that sounds, that won't make them stand out like a sore thumb, is to say, ooh, it's hot in here.
Oh.
They're not talking about the
temperature.
Ooh, it's hot in here.
So it's kind of
anybody
like,
else hot in here?
It's kind of like, you know, reading someone's, like, body language and stuff like that, yeah?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hmm. Yeah. Kind of, I'm a people watcher.
Is this kind of like similar to I need some air?
Yes. Very bad. I need some air.
I need some air. What are some other? Yeah. I got me thinking now. What are some other ones? I like this.
Need some air. Some here. If sometimes they'll even be like, that'd be one person who's just like, sometimes
I like the point of this though, like listening to what people say, not like being mindful and aware. It's not like people are dropping little hints like, wow, it's really hot in here, is it? Like, but we do say things as normally we speak about something in our everyday life, but even for myself, I've caught myself doing or saying something and not realizing. Here's an example. I know this is like completely left field with this, but I would take myself out for sushi for lunch, but then I was like, oh wait, I already do this, but this is a form of loving myself. It's kind of like that. We say things, but they're really subconsciously or consciously, we're trying to express something in the spiritual realm of us as well. Like, even though before I said my heart is full, it's really, I'm also saying I'm full of love. I love myself. I'm happy with things. I'm grateful. Like, it's just, it's full. I like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tony, you got me on a little rant here. Because one of the things that I started doing is one of the things I really got into in the beginning of my journey was putting more expression or feeling to simple words. And I'm gonna be honest here, as usual, Scout's Honor. There was a lot of things that I thought I knew, like the word, right? But I really didn't know the feeling or the depth of that. We just kind of throw words around, but I realized certain words and the mindfulness of that. Like, we say happy, but 100%. How many people really know what that feels like and or why, and how does this make me feel? How does this radio show make me feel? All that stuff, but I love that.
Well,
words
are no.
Oh, what's up? Which one? Oh, I thought
somebody else was talking.
Tony, what were
you saying? Going to be
so no, I was just going to talk about, kind of further go into what Joe was saying about, like, just the way you use words. I know when you ask somebody or they ask you, how you doing? Oh, I'm good. Are you really? So I stopped doing that. I usually take a beat now and just say, you know what? I have no idea, but I'm just going to go with how things are going. I'm not going to say good if I'm not good, because that's just to be agreeable and to keep things flowing. It's just like, nah, that's inauthentic.
I have one of my favorite things that I've experienced or learned is that the small things, like what we're talking about right now, actually evolve into other things in our life. And the more I put detail to focusing on, like you're saying, what people say, their expression, how you feel about something, or even like small little things around your home or activities, it really domino effects in a beautiful way outward into your reality. Because when I started having more of a meaningful relationship with myself for the first time, I literally was like, we're going to get to know Joe for the first time more than we've ever had. Like, I want to know what Joe really likes and what Joe wants, and not just like kind of go through it. And then I started finding more depth in people or having more meaningful friendships. Or, yeah, do I go through some tough times? Sure, we do. But the things I've learned within myself or around me are focused on, and it really flowered out, per se, in life. So that's, it's fun to observe. I'm going to take a caller for this contest before I forget. We're going to be doing readings later in the show, so stick around. We do have area code 520. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what card do you think this riddle is?
Oh, God, I don't know. Lisa, Arizona. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Oh, you weren't calling in for the contest?
No.
Okay, stick around. Aww. We're going to be picking up some people for readings at the end if you're still here with us. If you want to take a poke at it while you're here with us, you want me to read it again?
Yeah, go for it.
I don't know what kind of card, like a club?
So there's the tarot deck of cards, right? And there's a riddle. You have to figure out what tarot card it's describing.
Like an ace of,
how about a page of cups? It is not the page of cups. I'm sorry. I'll give you one more guess.
That was a good guess.
That was a good guess. Okay, I'll read it one more time. In the gardens lush and grand, I hold a regal stand, a symbol of fertility, growth at my command. Crowned with stars, I rule with grace, abundance in my art. Nurturing life's journey, I'm the queen of every heart.
Oh, the queen of cups?
No, it's not the queen of cups. Sorry, you didn't get the contest, but I will be picking some people for a reading at the end, so stick around, though.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. All right, so...
That was a good try.
For not knowing
the cards. I don't think she did, but she did good. That was a good try.
That was a good try and brave for not starting off with it, but wanting to give it. If you're interested in calling us for a reading or this riddle for the contest, the number is 563-999-3725. 563-999-3725. We do have, and make sure you press the number 1 when you call, after you call in. It lets me know that you want me to pick up your line. We have the riddle here, and the contest for this is you get a free 30-minute reading with me one-on-one. We do have area code 610. What's your name, and what tarot card do you feel that this riddle is talking about?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Are you
hello,
calling
hi.
In for the calling in for the riddle here?
Yes, I am. Hi, Joe. It's Jen. We're friends on Facebook, and this
What's
is my
up,
first
Jen?
Time I'm actually calling in. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. So, did you hear the riddle already? I'll read it again if you want.
I did. I
okay.
did,
what
and
is,
I
I'll
believe
give you,
it is.
I'll give you three guesses.
Okay.
What do you believe?
I think it's the Empress.
Oh, shit, you got it. Oh, damn, son.
Damn, son, where'd you find me?
Atta girl, good job, Jen.
So, just in case anyone wants to get smart with this, I did not post or reach out to any people on social media, Facebook, or text them about what the answer was. Jen here legitimately got the answer correct. So, Jen, just make sure you reach out to me. And you will get a 30-minute session with me. That is pretty
okay.
dope. You came in hot with that. That's awesome.
Yeah,
congratulations.
I read tarot cards myself. And as soon
okay.
as you said fertility, I knew the Empress was the sign of fertility. And the High Priestess.
Oh,
well
wait. You got the double chance here. I forgot about that. The double chance.
Yeah,
if you get
that.
If you get the second part, you get an hour session with me. If you don't, it's okay. But this is
okay.
the question is, who,
One
what,
shot.
Who or what wrote this?
Oh, I honestly have no idea.
Okay,
I'll give you
a hint.
I don't even know. Wait. Okay.
It is
no, keep it a secret.
It is no one famous or anything. You know, it was amongst the trio here and my co-host creating this. It was an idea. But I cannot say or confirm it is one of us.
Okay, so I'm going to guess then.
Yeah, guess.
I'll give you one more hint. It
that,
is very
that's an intuitive guess.
Yeah,
I
intuitive guess. Not Candace. It's not Candace.
Really?
That's good though. I mean, I'm pretty poetic like that. I could do some shit like that.
I will give you one
know,
more
I
hint.
I could knock a red.
Now you have to understand. Well, this is my first time actually listening, so that was really just a whim of a guess. Like, it wasn't really.
Well, no,
no,
it has nothing to do with the timing or not. And shame on you for not listening earlier, but I'm glad you're here now.
Oh, come on.
No.
That second episode, cut us some slack.
Well, she came out on social media. I saw the post on Facebook, so I was like, I'm going to put a reminder in for myself so I could listen.
No, I'm glad you did,
right
for real. So,
we appreciate that.
I'm not a it's not my go-to thing, but I like to mess around and find out. And the person that had wrote this was really ChatGPT.
Okay.
AI.
Whoa.
AI has written this. This is very interesting. Well, Jen, make sure you reach out and let me know your info, and we'll set it up. We're going to take the next segment here. And if you stick
all
around,
right,
we'll be taking callers for some readings here. Tell your friends, too.
Awesome.
Thanks,
Jen.
All right.
Thank you for calling
guys.
In.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Great.
That was
Thank
cool.
you.
She set a reminder to listen in. That is awesome. Thank
yeah.
you. That's
think that's great.
And that is some love right there.
And
we appreciate you, Jen.
I had a moment. I was like, I really hope someone does get this. And she came in hot and like killed it. I got excited. I got excited for all of us. So we do have another contest. I'm not. You know what? Let's not worry about the second contest. I'm happy with that one. It's already 9:10. We are already in over 30 minutes. We're gonna take a musical break. And Tony, you picked Magic and Makeup by No Doubt. You want to go explain a little bit about this?
Yeah, it kind of continued with the theme of Think Pink. It was initially inspired by Gwen Stefani, who was traditionally known for her hot pink like highlights in her hair, and then this song that I remember listening to a while back, and it was just talking about kind of learning to embrace the beauty of just being, not looking for everything else. You are enough as you are, and you can radiate and shine that for the world to see, and they'll see it because you are beautiful.
I love it. I was listening to the lyrics before. Candace, you had picked Bad Bitch by I forget her last name.
Oh, her name is Shannon Blake. So Shannon Blake is one of a few of, I don't even know how to really describe it, but they play like goddess music. I don't know. It's like, it's spiritual.
It's pretty
and
dope.
It's just, it's catchy, and yeah, I mean, it is. It's fucking wicked. And I don't know, I just feel it, you know? So yeah, it speaks for itself. If no one's ever heard of Shannon Blake, check her out on YouTube. It's definitely, it's a whole vibe. It is a vibe.
The song I picked is very, you'll hear it in the lyrics, and just, it's a very of my present moment. We're gonna play these songs that we picked for you guys, and we're gonna get back. What I'd like to do is kind of open the floor to a subject, and we'll do some reading. All right, guys, we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Make a I've been climbing my way through the sky, searching for answers that I'll never find, losing my breath as I fall, learning to fly, letting go of it all, learning to fly, letting go of it all. I've been trying to open my eyes, take it all in as the world passes by, getting lost in the twist and the turn, finding these questions inside me still burn, finding these questions inside me still burn. I'm gonna live like tomorrow never comes. There's no end in sight. Tonight we black out the sun. Better hold on tight before you know it's gone. And live like tomorrow never comes. Against time, I can't say where the next bend might be. That is the beauty in life's mystery. That is the beauty in life's mystery. I'm gonna live like tomorrow never.
Okay, let me tell you All my secrets, let me tell you how to define. Connect my third eye, open my heart, watch your top in the sunshine. Fighting all these demons, one on one, I'm on the front line. I'm the MVP, I'm the number one player in the game, I call me. Cause it's my reality, and some may think it's not conceited. If you want it, just believe it. Look in the mirror, say these affirmations, she goes and repeats.
I'm a bad bitch, powerful and savage.
And your trauma projected outwardly, repeating patterns. It's so far our family. But if we hear these things, our ancestors will feel with those we cannot see. Creeping our history, like all our pain and grief, rise to our destiny. Together we'll all see a change in humanity. Now admit it, I didn't even finish. I could go on and on, this channel is infinite. Load the button, hit it, meditate, sit with it. In the peace and silence, read the code file and release it. My Cherokee roots just some type of way. Eating peyote in a deep bay. Cactus and stars, these things I can't say. The wisdom's in my womb, within my legs, and then I say, hey.
All right. Welcome back after a musical break to the spiritual. Why am I not able to do this tonight? Spiritual Shenanigans Radio Show. This
Dude,
is the second.
I'm digging that music break.
Yeah, it was dope, right? We had a great little mixture of different songs that just blended. That song that you picked was awesome, by the way. So is Tony's.
Oh yeah, they're all. I was on that couch for the last 12 minutes dancing.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah.
in my house is looking out through the window like, what are you doing?
I'm loving myself. I am happy. Happy to what end? To the no end. I'm going to take a call or two for readings, and then I want to open the floor for some topics here. If you're calling in for a reading, the number is 563-999-3725. And when you call in and you want me to take your call, make sure you press the number 1 when you do that. It lets me know on my end that it shows me a little icon thingy. Otherwise, I just think you're going to be listening and just want to listen. And if you want to do that, too, it's totally cool. We're going to take the first caller. We're going to go back to the lady that we called in. 520.
Oh,
520.
Yeah.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I had you on mute. I'm sorry. I'm Lisa from Arizona. Thank you.
Lisa from Arizona. You better be sorry. I'm so disappointed. It's okay. Don't be sorry. People like to ask questions. I like to not know anything about you, but it's up to you. Do you have a question that you want me to answer? Do you have what would you like me to do for the reading?
Excuse me. Oh, do I have a question? Yeah, I have a question. Thank you. My neighbor and I are, my neighbor and I are, I don't know, it's not an outright argument, it's just a little breakdown in communication a little bit, not big. Do you see that coming back together?
I don't really see it coming together, and I'm not really getting it coming together. Not that it can't. It's more so that there needs to be some things that aren't addressed correctly. There's some things with each other separately. You in general, and also the other person. It's not that we're always wrong or someone's at fault, but there's a lack of connection there when it comes to communication. And I'm not seeing it coming through right at this moment, but my guides are telling me is that it needs to be addressed. It needs to be talked about, but this all of that, I'm not sure exactly why it's right now. I consider it a mini reading, but there's like a wedge in between the both of you when it comes to actually talking And that's something that needs, like, it could be like, hi, how are you? Good. And that's it. But there needs to be the want, and there might need to be a bigger person that comes forward. It's either you or the other person. But that's it. When I did pull some cards before I picked your, took your call, you do have this overwhelming, with the 10 of wands, things are overwhelming in your reality. There's too much to focus on or too much to do. But you do have also the Hierophant, which is getting guidance and having the know-how. But also you have the Page of Cups, which is about new beginnings and fulfillment. But the big problem here is the Five of Swords, which talks about leaving the things that need to be left behind and letting go to move forward. So if there's anything I want to add to this reading for you, is that you're going to also have to let go of things that need to be let go of, meaning if there's a relationship that's not working out, friendship, when it comes to business or career, if you want to move forward with this, or which is good for you, you're going to have to let go of what's in the way of that, making space, all right?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. All right, let's take another caller. We got area code 951. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And how do you feel?
Hey, it's Nathaniel calling in from Sacramento, and wanted to see if there was a spirit message or anything.
Nathaniel from Sacramento, you got good vibes, Nathaniel. I feel in your voice. Your energy carries with the vocal tones here. Let's see what comes up with the cards. I like to explain. I work with my spiritual guides, and sometimes I use cards, sometimes I don't. But let's go with the cards right now. When it comes to your cards and the message that my guides are bringing, for, wow, Ten of Wands comes up again. Interesting. I'm not surprised. Well, why am I? I'm saying I'm not surprised, but I'm truly surprised. In your reality, Nathaniel, you have the Seven of Cups. When I say reality, this is what's going on around you in the physical realm. Seven of Cups, which is about you wanting fulfillment, manifestation of those fulfillments, or things coming forward. There's things that are showing signs in some way with you, whether it's emotional significance of changes, good things coming, or you feel it, or there's just angel numbers and signs. Like right now, I see 929. I've seen a lot more angel numbers. It's coming with the High Priestess, and I'm not surprised, is probably what I meant to say, with I'm getting also that you're spiritual yourself or you have an intuitive gift, but this is coming in with intuition and knowing of your fulfillment or manifestations coming forward. The subject of the reading here, what my guides want to talk about, is the Ten of Wands, feeling overwhelmed. The obstacle or the complementary card is the Page of Swords, which is a new beginning, but there's a decision that needs to be made at the same time. What my guides are telling me right now about this is that there are things showing signs, and you are kind of overwhelmed in which direction to go in or how to make this choice the best one. We're not always going to know and feel the same ways we've made decisions before. This is going to be something that you just know intuitively or in your heart, and you feel it emotionally that this is good for you. And it's going to be one of those trust in the process, let go of fear of the unknown, because it's going to be bringing you more of fulfillment and happiness and what you're wanting. It's a very big test in a way for you. It's more or less, you know that this is really good. You don't avoid it. Don't overanalyze it. Know what is the best decision and trust the process, because it's bringing you more good things. It's a really good reading, actually. Do you have I don't know why I want to ask you, but do you have a question to add to that?
Well, I could just comment and say, you know, how, you know, things, because I'm living in a motel right now, but I'm trying to get a two-bedroom apartment. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's 40% off for seniors, although I'm 66. I'm 36, you know. It seems, but I think it's going to go through. And
it
so I got out of my house about 10 years ago on November 9th. 2012, and I was there for 20 years, so I've really been a bag of on for the last 10 years, where I've lived in hotels, I've rented rooms, you know, I got stuck in Barstow for 3 years, I had a little 20 by 20 house out, kind of like a field, and so I've really kind of went through the thing, so I'm really looking forward to getting my own place. And I do have, like, cancer and stuff, you know. They think it's maybe showing up, and they want me to do this or that. And I missed an appointment that I was supposed to do a procedure yesterday, but I'm just kind of overwhelmed with like the Ten of Wands with doing that and moving and then, you know, moving out of storage and then moving back to the motel and then da-da-da, you know. So it's
I got to tell you, the way that you're talking about this, you're handling everything really well. And I'm actually saying that, and I'm actually proud of you for, you're doing really well in this sense.
Would that be like the page of wands or something? Or
intuitively, with my gift right now, I'm just saying the way you're speaking, I can feel it in here. The way you're speaking about what you're going through and how you're experiencing things and the health issue, how do I explain this? I feel the positivity from you already. Like, you already know, like, this is what it is, but it's going to be okay. You are going to be coming out of all of this really well off. You just had to go through some challenges for some reason, not sure. But the Page of Swords is the decision and the new beginning. It's the complementary card or the obstacle card that came up. But it came in with conjunction with the subject of the Ten of Wands, being overwhelmed and burdened by so many things and your beliefs, your worries, doubts, what's going to be the best for me in the experience or what's going to work out. But it's also you're not seeing what's going to be coming through and up ahead because the guy's head is buried in the wands. So it's like taking all your beliefs, trusting the process with this, and you're like, it's all going to work out. And it definitely is. With everything that's coming out and how I'm seeing it so far, I'm not going to lead you the wrong way. And usually if I have to say something, I have to say something. But the only things I have to say is keep staying positive, keep your mindset positive. Kind of, if you want, my guys are saying, look at all the little things that kind of led you here in a good way, the connections, people, traveling, what did you learn through it in a good way? But this is all value. And there's something my guys are talking about, you're learning more about your worth and your time and your heart and your emotions because you've lost enough is what they're telling me. You've lost enough. It's not that you resent or regret giving your time and energy to people. It's that you value more of what you've had and what you're going to have, and you appreciate so much more because you had some hard times. And there's something else that they're talking about, and they're saying you might have loved someone really a lot in the past. And there's something with, don't be surprised if either that person comes back into your life or there's someone that is similar or better, because it's almost like the sense of letting go, even though there's so much time that has passed. But even if there is someone who's crossed over in spirit, it's just that you have a lot of love coming your way as well, because you're smart. For some reason, my guys are saying that a lot of people overlook you, meaning you have a lot of wisdom.
Yeah, my brother seems to be, he's an electrical inspector and he's really smart in way, you know. He's born June 9th, the day of Metal and Systems, but they're really smart in one part, but he's really stupid in another, and he's the year of the snake with a snake accent, so he's really possessed and deep.
Ooh.
But he always seems to kind of put me down, but I think he's in my corner. He may be, you know, one of my only people I think, you know, is out there. But when I hear people like you talking, you know, you can hear my voice and vibrate into my spirit like I can for you, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's a good way to do readings because the voice is kind of the JBLs of the soul.
Mm-hmm. You understand me. It's awesome. It's great to connect with people like this.
What is your birthday?
February 18th.
You don't mind me asking. Which one? February 18th?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the week of sensitivity, and I think that's I think that's the day of the total picture of Segovia. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
John Travolta
for
that day?
See, we've actually had you called into the show a while back when me and Candace.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I love this guy.
That's awesome.
Okay. Can I give you a date?
What?
Can I give you a date?
I think
what you're doing is amazing.
You're doing so good. I mean,
I want to give you December 31st.
Okay. But yeah, so everyone is, you know, has a certain day and stuff, and I've studied that for a long time, and you know, everybody's like either, you know, the ear of the dragon or the monkey, and they bring that along with them, you know.
Can you do a date for me?
Go ahead, please.
December 31st.
December 31st?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the day. Well, it's actually not in this thing, but in another thing, that's the day. See, everybody gets a card, too. So, like, I'm a five of spades, and there's certain days. But that day is the day of the Joker. That's the only day Tiger Woods is born today. And they can shape-shift into anything they want.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's really the kind of the best day to be born on, because they can shape-shift into anything they want.
That
what the hell just happened?
That's something else. But that's like the cards of destiny. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The three wise men actually read with those cards, and they date back to Atlantis.
Wow.
Really?
So whose birthday is December 31st?
My fiance's birthday is December 31st.
Oh, my God. He's a shapeshifter Joker?
Shapeshifter Joe. I mean, it's not just like, I don't know how you do your typical shapeshifting from one thing to the next. My fiance is actually, like, really good at, like, whatever. I mean, when he learns something, like, he's always learning, like, I don't want to say
a
new trade.
Yeah, those Capricorns got that structure.
But he's always learning something at his job. And once he, like, gets into a position and he learns it, he knocks it out of the park. And he does something. Mm-hmm. He's consistently.
All in one.
Doing different roles like that. Yeah, for sure. That is so cool. You have an abundance of metaphysical knowledge that I think is amazing. It's kind of like a lost art.
I'm born the day of ironic insight, so I've kind of done this all my life, and it says I've done things. And it says that I'm even not supposed to work for a while. Because I paid off my house, and then I kicked back and I studied life. You know, I studied, you know, a lot of stuff, and then sometimes I haven't even worked. But I'm collecting on my 40 points on Social Security, so I'm getting like only $1,000 a month, but it's helping out with the apartment's going to be $1,300 some. Mm-hmm. And, it's brand new, so...
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. I'm happy.
I've lived in a motel. I've been bouncing around. I live with my brothers, but he said I could live there, but he doesn't want me to eat there. He just wants me to sleep and shower. And he has like 10 cameras all over the house. You know, he's really controlling and possessive.
Ooh.
So, you got that, you know, the Ring doorbells. Somebody ripped off his car about 6 months ago or a year, and he put up some big speakers. You know, they announced that you are being recorded. The police are being notified. So he's got everything. You know, somebody breaks into the garage, he's got a camera on the inside and outside. And I go upstairs. So you can't really eat anything. I mean, when you're in the kitchen, you know, you're being recorded, you know.
Yeah, that's a little uncomfortable. I would embrace the camera.
We'll go on the limb and say he has trust issues.
I'm eating your lemon pie, whatever it is. Look at me. I'm on camera.
Good. Damn it. you have such an amazing outlook with everything that you're going through. So kudos. I mean, that plays a major part in a negative experience or, you know, stuff like that. Having, you know, a positive outlook really does, it does help.
Yeah.
So
now with the Chinese, I'm going through an opposition year. So everyone in the Chinese, like the dragons, opposite is the dog. And like the monkey is the tiger. So, you know, the monkey, you know, teases the tiger unmercifully and swings from limb to limb. And, you know, so they're opposites. So they, you know, you can see when people meet together and once, you know, something. So, you know, the rat is opposite is the horse. So, you know, when horses are around and they see rats running around, they go crazy, you know. So
yeah.
each sign has an opposite, you know. So
you know how many times I've been to a Chinese restaurant and I've looked at their placemats and I've never really correlated that each sign has an opposite?
Yeah, everything,
cool.
You know, like Aries is the most truthful sign, and Libra is the most tactful sign. So each of the signs has an opposite. So even like, you know, Virgo's the virgin, and forgive me, Pisces is actually a prostitute. So they have opposition, you know, or the poet. You know?
Wait.
So what's Aquarius's opposite?
Leo. But you're on the cusp, like the opposite cusp is, you know, Colby. So, you know, Colby's got that Leo Virgo cusp of exposure, and they're really insensitive, you know. I mean, you know, so they're really kind of non-sharing and narcissistic. But, you know. You know, you're born the week of sensitivity, so usually those people are real sweethearts. You know, they're really nice people, you know, like you are.
Aww.
Well, thank you.
And, you
I
know,
have
you can
my...
tell by the compassion, the empathy, you know, the understanding. You know, Pisces is the last sign, you know. My mom was on the 12th. That's the day of the Great Leap. So she was kind of foolhardy. She read the Bible, I think, 17 times. I wish she would have been cooking more, you know. But, you know, she wanted me to be a priest and pray for the stigmata, the wounds of Christ. And, you know, I'm going like, you know, wait a minute, you know, life is hard enough, you know. I don't want to have to pray for the wounds of Christ, you know. I mean, life is going to be hard enough, and that's not going to do any good anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
she's a little hardy in there.
Thank you. I want to thank
people
you for calling
on the
12th, in.
People on the 12th get to be that hangman, so they're kind of all mavericks, everybody on the 12th. 18 is the moon, so, you know, they have a moon. I think everybody on the 18th kind of has a psychic ability, kind of, you know that? I remember when I went to this one place of, was it Visions and Dreams in Costa Mesa, California? Everybody was born on the 18th, it seemed like, when I asked around.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
But,
a coincidence, right?
Yeah, but the 19th is the Sun card, so that's supposed to be the best card.
Mm.
If you're 19th, and of course the 22nd is the fool. 20 is like Jack Nicholson, you know, he's the fool, you know, got that 22nd vibe.
Well, listen, I want to thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you. I want to wrap it up, but I both appreciate you so much. I'm glad I could share. I hope I'm welcome to call in again.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt. Please do.
I didn't recognize you at first, and once you started rattling off, like, dates and stuff, I was like, oh, wait a second, it's that guy. Like, dude, I love you. I think that the knowledge that you have, some may find it just, you know, whatever. I love it. I love that. It's awesome.
Yo,
you can piece together numbers
so
and
much.
Dates and everything, and it's really cool. It's a nice glimpse into the psyche, and that's really cool. I like it. Thank you for calling
well,
in. I love it.
It's so sweet to connect. Thank you. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So we are I'm actually surprised. Like, I wasn't sure if you were going to remember, because I was going to say, Candace, do you remember this guy? But you were like, Joe, this is the guy.
Yeah, wasn't it? Like, I was listening to him, and I'm just like, okay. You know, I'm like, I'm actively listening to, you know, the reading and stuff like that. And it wasn't until he was done and started rattling numbers and, like, connections and correlations. I'm like, that's that guy. Dude, he has an abundance of, like, this. It's not really, it's like, it's all, like, old, stopped knowledge. It's, like, passed down. It's that kind of knowledge that nobody does anymore. Nobody does tarot with poker cards anymore. You know what I mean?
No,
nobody,
it's actually...
Nobody does the sort, or knows, like, the sort of, the way he just rattled a lot. I mean, listen, I could be gullible at times, you know? Maybe he was just feeding some shit, but I don't think so. I'm pretty good sense of character. This guy knows what he's talking about. I love it. It's just, it's awesome. I think it's cool. That
yeah,
really
Tony. Tony, what do you think about all this?
It was a lot to absorb and take in, but I was pleasant to listen and learn. I had had only heard about somebody working with playing cards only once, and I was absolutely blown away about it. But it seems like a super,
right?
super incredible talent.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that gets passed down. Yeah.
It's
cool.
It's really, I mean, I'm not saying this in a negative way. It's not that hard once you figure out what the symbols represent, or also for me when I'm teaching people, when you're learning intuition on your own or you're listening and trusting, what does your guides tell you about that card? And it's the same thing with Oracle. It's about what you feel, And then it goes into more and evolves more. But I do agree. You don't find many people reading with the old school, like the playing cards anymore. It's very gypsy. And there's also a saying,
well, like
too,
it.
Is that...
Carry on.
Like what?
Oh, it's like a lot of the old school practices, you know, that would get, you know, passed down, you know, orally and stuff like that. It's like lost art, and you know? So, that's pretty cool.
It's lost art. It's a talent that needs to be seen more, for sure. I think I'm ready. Are you guys ready to wrap up the show?
Ready to wrap up the show? Sure, why not?
All right. Unless there is something other in topics that we would like to discuss or vent about, release, let it go, talk about. Is there anything? There's open mic right now. Anyone want to talk about something?
Open mic.
I've never been.
Poetry. Anyone want to share something?
You know, at the beginning of the show, like when we got together, I wasn't feeling it. I had a little bit of a rough afternoon emotionally, a little drained emotionally. And at the beginning of the show, I was pretty black ass and just there, I love you guys. You guys are awesome, and the energy that you guys give, and the between you guys and the listeners and like the callers, like you guys just totally, I don't know, just transformed my mood for me, and I love you guys and I appreciate you guys. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I love you both too.
Yeah.
I mean, I crashed earlier at work. I hit a wall energetically, and then I was like emotional, and then I was just happy to be here with you. So we all come together to do the thing and have a good time.
Doing the thing.
Indeed.
So we have the horoscopes wrapped up. We talked about Tony, shared some stuff.
I was going to say, horoscopes.
Yeah, I love the tarot.
Oh, sure.
I like
that. Sounds like a nice, little ring to it.
It definitely. Okay. No, I'm really calm and chill right now. I love the fuck out of that. If you want me to be honest with you, tarot. I think you just need to add tarot with Candace. Spiritual Shenanigans.
They have it, folks.
I think next week I would like to dive into spiritual news on the topic of Ouija boards and the history of this interesting stuff that I've heard from other people or someone in particular, which I don't have the name, but I think there was some interesting stuff about it. This is not about me promoting Ouija board usage, because there's apparently special things to do, which I just don't plan on touching one, but there is some interesting truth behind information received through them, and you'll be surprised what has come out of the Ouija board besides demonic or dark energies that open and close your doors. What do they call that? Poltergeist?
Yeah. Yep.
You know, so we'll talk about the fun history that you might think is interesting and like about Ouija boards, not promoting it for you to buy one, but it is true. Anything else you guys want to add? Wait. There's something. Am I missing something?
Wait.
I am. I'm sorry. If you would like to write us anonymously about a topic or some situation in your life that you would like us to discuss or help advise or guide you on the show, or if you don't want to be anonymous, go ahead and email us at spiritualshenaniginsradio@gmail.com. And if you could be so kind to let your friends know about this shenanigan radio show so we can all be enjoying shenanigans. Tony, what do you have to say about shenanigans?
Shenanigans, thank you for joining us. A pleasant and friendly reminder to thank your body for being your body and getting you through the day today. Thank your body.
I love that.
Thank your body.
Thank your body. Thank you, Vessel. Thank you, Vessel. Candace, what do you have to say about shenanigans?
Oh, gosh. I think I said it all. Why are you making me do it again? Shenanigans. Yeah, you know, you asked me earlier, like, about, when I was doing, the tarot scopes for, the collective. So after discussion with people and you guys, Tony, love yourself, man. You guys do some self-love and some healing.
Yes. And then don't forget to pull all your energy back to you, strengthen and cleanse, and love and gratitude, because that's called recycling. You're allowed to do that. It's okay.
Yeah. You can do that. That's
a lot. Sure.
All right. And I'll leave the last thing we'll leave up to you to return back to, just in case we got to clear the air. Anything you want to throw into the explosive dynamite to blow it up?
Oh, my goodness.
Throw
everything.
Pineapple
on pizza.
Pineapple on pizza. All the clairaudient, clairvoyant labels about spiritual gifts.
Who gave him that toy?
Oh man, I love this. This is very thrilling and liberating, and like it helps me really. All my worries, doubts, and fears.
Amen.
Love that.
All the negativity that right now possibly collected on me, that's gone now, but. We got to give it out for the people listening and live and recording. Let's see here. Pull a card here that resembles a message for them. Emperor in reverse. Releasing all people that are controlling and limiting you for being free.
Oh, yeah. Hit that one more time for that one.
I'm live on the radio show. I can't. I'm almost done. Can you wait 1 minute?
You're live and blowing shit up.
That looks cool, though. Everyone is hearing you, by the way.
Oh, okay. Sure. Never mind. Well, you all know how it is when you haven't worn something in a long time.
Can you guys hear my mom?
Hi, Mom.
A little bit. Hi, Mom.
Yeah, I'll say hi. She wants to wear a dress. We'll see if it still fits her. And we're trying to do the radio show.
You are going to rock it. You can do it. You're going to rock it, Mama.
They said you're going to rock it, Mom.
I'll appreciate you. You will.
Pretty sure that this is it, and this is a separate part.
The woman makes the dress. You know that. She knows that.
It's a separate part.
No, it's not.
I'm trying to do this radio show. It only goes here, and then it's a clip part here.
It's a problem.
That's a problem. We'll put all our problems in the explosion. What a show. Spiritual news, taroscopes,
it's live.
Readings, and a brief segment with Mom. Seeing if her dress.
I love your mom.
Gotta love cameos.
Unexpected cameos from family. They're the best. Oh, that was awesome. That's hilarious. Your mom's awesome.
She is awesome. All right, everyone. Well, thank you for...
Thank you, everyone,
for joining us on this show. Tony, thank you. Candace, thank you. And we look forward to the next one next week. For more good shenanigans. All right.
All right. Peace out,
guys. Have a good
night.
Peace.
Okay. All right. Chill.